Hello, you've got me.
Oh, there we are. That's better.
We're beyond normal. you know, I think, I don't know, I've never heard of anything like this in any White House in my lifetime.
So the first thing we need to talk about, I think, is Michael Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, who's been forced to resign because he was communicating with Russian officials before before Trump was actually sworn in. He's the shortest serving security advisor in U.S. history, I'm led to believe. What's going on?
Well, I think this is the tip of an iceberg. Mr. Flynn was acting on someone's instruction. The question is who and why. The reason he was dumped so quickly was they thought the trail would be lost, but instead it's increased. Now, Mr. Flynn is in serious trouble. He lied to the FBI. That is a felony. That is jail time. Now, he might want to cop a plea and say who told him to lie. And what if this goes up the tree and up the tree? This sounds very much like Watergate. So all these other diversions, and one of the reasons that Trump is on TV and so on, he is fed up with the fact that his communications officers and other people can't defend him. So he's trying to defend himself. You never, ever do that when you're president, because he's lost the last line of defense. That's himself. So he's now striking out at the media. Bad move. I think we're seeing maybe the beginning of the end of this administration already.
Well, we've seen Trump in his first press conference today, and it really did seem like striking out in the media at that. It's once again the catch cry, fake news, fake news, fake news.
He invented fake news. So if there's fake news, he is the originator of it. Let's not worry about fake news here. I think he's trying to divert everyone from three things. First of all, something is very wrong with the relationship with Russia. Very wrong. They obviously were involved in some way what the Russians were doing. Secondly, the people that he's picked for the post he's picked them for, few of them have discovered that to do the job, they cannot do what he's asking. And I think that's where a lot of leaks are coming from, like from the CIA, the FBI, etc. These leaks are coming from people who want to save their own fees. So he's in trouble because he can't trust anybody now. And thirdly, his family fortune is in jeopardy. People aren't buying the clothes, not going to the golf courses, and so on. So he's in a real tailspin and really doesn't know what to do.
If Trump is guilty, if this trail does lead back up the tree right to Donald Trump, does anybody in Congress actually have the guts to take him on? I mean, we're less than a month into a new administration, which the Republicans did pretty well from, realistically. Is anybody in Congress actually going to be able to take him on, in no matter how much guilt sort of banks up?
It doesn't matter. What the members of Congress are faced with in an impeachment is the situation where they are not the determiners of guilt or innocence. They have to get a report from the FBI and other people regarding things. If that report comes back negatively, they have to move. This is a constitutional matter. They don't have a choice here. This is not the Republican Party. All of a sudden, you find the Congress really trying to save its own skin. My prediction is that Pence will be president before the end of the year.
Well, the second big thing we should talk about is the ongoing saga with Trump's migrant ban. Some would say Muslim ban. The Trump administration this morning has dropped the appeal against the ban suspension. So what's the latest?
Well, he says he's going to issue something new. What he has already done is sparked several attorneys general and states who are issuing in advance of any executive order prohibitions against any such ban to be applicable to their state or in the United States. So a federal judge in Alexandria, right next door to Washington, D.C., has already taking preemptive action. The other thing is, he has no attorney general. So there's no one to write such a piece of legislation for him. And I suspect the acting attorney general, like the last acting attorney general, is not going to get put in a position where they're violating the Constitution.
Another day one priority for Trump was the repeal of Obamacare. Have the Republicans come up with any actual alternatives yet?
They are scrambling. Because they cannot find any bill that all the members of the Republican Party will support. As a result, I think Obamacare, pretty much as it is, will remain with a new name because they cannot get enough people in their own party. The Democrats, the people who wanted to put a bill together, The people who want to put the new Obamacare together are hoping for Democrat votes. The Democrats have decided they're going to be Republicans. They're not going to do anything to help the Republicans. So there aren't enough Republican votes to get anything passed because Republicans from liberal states like New York will not go for an abolition of Obamacare. And the states in the South where Obamacare is the only health care, the governors are saying, don't take this away. You'll have indigents all over my state. So they don't have a bill. They have nothing. They are in shambles.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier about the appointments that Trump has been looking at. The latest appointment is Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta has been put forward as Labor Secretary when his experience is in Florida's Justice Department. What's going on here? Why the Secretary of Labor?
Well, you forgot to mention the person who dropped out.
Yeah.
And he was a big businessman, a big businessman who had been found to have hired illegal immigrants, underpaid his workers, et cetera, and was against any increases in the minimum wage. And in fact, might even want to roll back. So Acosta is, and I anticipated this, he needs an Hispanic. Think about this. He had no Hispanic. So Acosta is just a safe guy who has to be sitting in the right place at the right time and who has no background in this. But he'll probably get through the Senate only because he's clean.
And just perhaps as a final point, it's been a bad 4 weeks, nearly 4 weeks for President Trump. Kim Beazley, the former Labor leader and former ambassador to the U.S., he's described Donald Trump's presidency as bad as it gets, and it's not over yet. He's been quoted as saying, it obviously has to get better. I suspect it couldn't get any worse. Do you agree, or could it get worse?
It could get worse. I was around in the Nixon administration, as you know, and government stopped. Nothing was going on. You couldn't get any bill signed. You couldn't get anything done. The Congress was in disarray. Every government, and our government, really can't get along without any effective leadership. And I think it's going to get worse because Pence, apparently, is beginning to move in to see what he can say. And this is being resisted by the White House coterie who want to save their boss's job. Some of them are going to change sides pretty soon. So I think we're going to have an in-house rebellion in the Trump administration. And the people they've picked to be secretary of the various departments are going to jump ship. They're going to say, I've got to save my department. I have to save the government. Donald Trump isn't worth it. What people don't realize is if you lie, if you don't follow the ethic rules in the United States, you go to jail. And the Attorney General, Mitchell, under Nixon, went to jail. The Attorney General of the United States went to jail. So people know that, and I think they may be cleaning up themselves now.
Well, Ed, prediction from Professor Ed Blakely, Mike Pence will be in the big chair before the end of the year. Prediction from an unnamed intelligence official that was put out in the Washington Post yesterday, Donald Trump will die in jail. Ed, it's been an intriguing month. Do appreciate your time, mate.
Thank you, mate. I think the CIA guy, or whatever intelligence agency he's from, probably has the whole rap.
Ed, mate, you have a very good